American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. It's being called a life-threatening situation. A huge winter storm as far south as Corpus Christi, Texas. Janice Dean tells us it's a dire situation across the south.
We have a snowstorm, a blizzard underway for areas that have never experienced this type of weather across Texas and Louisiana. We have a blizzard warning for Lake Charles, Louisiana. This is something that you would typically see across the Northeast. Heavy snow in the forecast for places like Corpus Christi, Houston, Texas, New Orleans. Blizzard warning, unprecedented for this area. And the temperatures are going to remain cold. So if you've got 5 to 8 inches of snow on the ground with areas that do not have snow removal equipment and the possibility for power outages, this is going to be a life-threatening situation. 5 to 8 inches for coastal Louisiana. This is the snowstorm of a lifetime for them.
In the last hours of his time in office, Joe Biden issued a flurry of pardons, including several members of his own family. President Trump reacted.
I was surprised that President Biden would go and pardon his whole family, because that makes him look very guilty. You know, I could have pardoned my family. I could have pardoned myself, my family. I said, if I do that, it's going to make me look very guilty. I don't think I'd be sitting here, frankly.
New York Post columnist Miranda Devine says it was a fitting end to Joe Biden's presidency.
Because it just shows the nature of the corruption, how his family was all involved. You know, all his brothers, both Frank and Jim, as well as his sister Val and their spouses, have been pardoned. And that is an admission of guilt. As Donald Trump just said then, he didn't do that for his own family, for himself, when he was president last time, even though he was being hounded by Democrats and lawfare, because he said that would be an admission of guilt, and that's what Joe Biden has done. He's admitted guilt.
President Trump kicking off his sweeping immigration crackdown, signing a series of executive actions on his first day in office.
I will declare a national emergency at our southern border. All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came. We will reinstate my remain in Mexico policy. I will end the practice of catch and release. I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country.
National Border Patrol Council Vice President Art Del Cueto says agents are behind President Trump.
Look, we endorsed him the first time back in 2016, and everything he promised, he kept, right? I mean, he had a bunch of, obstacles along the way with other politicians, of course, but he did a fantastic job. I know he's going to do a good job this time around.
A conservative political columnist says the return of Donald Trump to the White House gives Americans hope that we will return to a merit-based, liberty-based free republic, committed to undo all the damage Joe Biden has done to this country. More from Chad Groening.
Robert Nunn is a columnist for The Washington Times. His latest column is entitled, A New Day Dawns as the Biden Regime Ends Loudly. In it, he expresses relief that President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance have been sworn in, relieving the nation of the Biden administration train wreck.
The point of it was to look back a little bit on what Joe Biden and his policies have done to our country, and why this is a big turnaround. I just list briefly some of the things Biden did, which is keep the border open, pretend that he inherited 9% inflation from President Trump when it was really 1.2% during Trump's last month.
Knight says a lot of Americans are feeling very optimistic with the new administration in town.
With Trump vowing to reverse many of the destructive policies, beginning with the border being wide open, and the electric car mandate, he's overturning that. Just policy after policy, it gives Americans hope that we'll return to a merit-based, liberty-based, free republic.
Knight says it's time to wake up from a 4-year bad dream. I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.